This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
Welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. And the time is now 9:10:13. We're here with Peter Pan. What are you chewing, Peter?
I'm just finishing some food that was... Now, I had an early breakfast, so yeah. I just have a croissant, and it's delicious, I must say. I'm just finishing it. It's great to be here. It's a lovely morning.
Beautiful morning,
it's
eh?
It's a great morning. The traffic was... there was room to drive. There weren't huge traffic queues, so I got here very early.
So we've got as well Leo with us. How are you doing, Leo?
Leo's outside, busy munching away.
Are you busy munching too? Why are you guys munching?
Because we're not allowed to, and I tell you why. We've been asked to go and munch outside because when you munch inside, it makes
crumbs, and the crumbs attract cockroaches.
And why you don't want cockroach over here?
Why?
They bite the wires.
They eat the wires.
Do they?
I don't think that's what I've been told. Today I found out that cockroaches have teeth. So, listen.
Do you think they go to a dentist?
Huh?
Do you think they go to a dentist?
Especially a cockroach dentist.
If we're talking about dentists, so listen to this story. My dentist is the best dentist in the world, and if he listens to me, he knows who he is. His name is Ian Gamzu. He's my dentist for the last 24 years. Believe it or not, 24 years. My son Eric was there. My son Eric's birthday is today. So happy birthday, Eric, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Eric, yeah, he's 25 years old. And, so that's my son's birthday. So we were talking about, last week I went to the dentist and says to me, Roy, I'm not going to put any, he's putting normally the laughing gas, you know?
Laughing gas. They still call it laughing gas.
So how do you call it?
It's an, what's it?
I promise you, put it on, you start laughing. So it's laughing gas. For me, it's laughing gas. And he said, no, it's too expensive, the laughing gas. So Ian, here's for you. You better buy a laughing gas, because otherwise, for 24 years, it's treating you. 24
we'll
years.
Since I know Roy, and it's not 24 years, but coming close, that's the only reason he's going to the dentist. It's not funny. He loves it.
I love the dentist. If there's anything, there's anybody that can be the best dentist in the world, I promise you, it's this Ian Gamzu. And I'm making him commercial, and I don't care.
What part of going to the dentist do you enjoy most? The drilling, the extraction, the filling of teeth?
The gas.
The gas. Hmm. So once he gives you the gas, you're laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, but
you don't know what he's doing in your mouth.
You know about Dr.
You don't care. You know, it's like you sit in a place and say, take me. That's about it, yeah.
Yeah, it's with the drill, it's a deeper. You don't care. You don't care.
Very suggestive that, Leo.
What?
What you just said, deeper, deeper.
Deeper. When you go with the drill in your mouth, you know.
Okay, you're talking about the drill.
I promise you.
Sorry, I'm just saying that you talked about, Dr. Gamzu, and it reminded me the first time that I met such a star.
Yeah.
I met her by Dr. Gamzu, but.
Did you?
Yeah.
You go there too?
Yes. What do you mean?
Everybody
that Roy knows goes to sending to Dr. Gamzu. Now after I start going, I'm sending everybody that I know.
Is it? No, he's a
great guy. I also like the guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to the show, Doctor, I promise you, I didn't mean to say it about you, but because we were talking about teeth, so here you go. So cockroaches, do they have teeth or not? Write to us. You can contact us 074-654-7335. SMS is 34519 or WhatsApp us on 062-148-2374. You're listening to Roy and Friends, and today we've got a new song, Cause, Liela Dena from the old song. So we're going to have a song from Daniel Itani and Yonatan Geffen.
Oh, wow.
This is Marat Plaim. How do you say that? Marat Plaim. Wonder Mirror.
This is Palm Stars Unplugged.
So we're back, and we've got a new technician here. What is your name?
Dolly.
We've got a new technician. She's a girl. She's a lady. And she's going to engineer our show. So is it the first day?
This is my first day, thank you.
First day here?
First day here.
When you engineered before?
Yes.
Where?
At Radio Today.
Oh, they were coming from Radio Today.
All coming from Radio Today. So don't you remember me then?
Maybe I forgot.
I didn't make an impression. And normally the ladies remember me, you know?
Well, maybe she wasn't there when you were there.
But maybe she's not... She's not for men, maybe she's for ladies.
No, maybe it is possible that I the time he was here, I wasn't there.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Because I'll explain later.
Okay. let me just do a quick ad.
Okay, go for it.
Wow. Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood has amazing specials. Salt and Urn 8-litre stainless steel was $999, now $799. Chicken P&P Kosher Whole Bird one packet. PK was $55.99 per kilogram, now $49.99 per kilogram. Salad from Hummus, 250 grams, was 36, now 29 rand.
Whoa.
Our daily crumbed fish cakes, 600 grams, was $64.99, now $49.90. No Name KFP Shred Tuna Water, 170 grams, was $15.99, now $9.99. Promotion is valid until the 6th of August. Visit Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood for much more in-store specials. There you go.
Oh, that's nice. Peter, you're going around with Israelis now for, what, close to 3 years?
No, I didn't keep count. Why?
You didn't keep count. Hummus, not hummus.
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 Hummus, okay.
Thank you. I thought we got it already. You're wearing Oxford and English.
Oxford University.
Are you getting excited already? I'm getting excited.
I'm going over. My daughter produced a baby boy named Quinn on Monday, and my first time a grandfather. Yeah, and everybody's been ragging me about it.
You must see Peter's chest.
You waited 70 years to be a grandfather. You must.
Very patient.
Hopefully, my
patience is a virtue, Roy. You know,
patience a virtue.
Patience is a virtue.
Yeah, the problem is that girls have patience. Boys don't always have patience, so I'm counting that Troy won't make it till 70 before he will turn to be a grandfather.
Roy.
Yeah, he will be a younger grandfather.
You
because
think so?
Listen, maybe you already are, but you
I know my son is trying. I'm not sure. I mean,
he's trying. Maybe he's not doing it right.
Oh, let's not get what we talked about. Let me take the condom off. Then it's going to work.
Now you just tell to the girl, turn around.
That's more terrible than me. So, anyway. So, yesterday we discussed something very serious, and I want to go back to it. So, guys, if you want to join our conversation, you are most welcome. Yesterday we talked about S-Coin Sega, and it was basically aired by on Sunday by Carte Blanche. They actually stole our show. No, they didn't stole our show, but they were. We were investigating it for the last 4 months or so, because we had enough, not because of anything else. We just had enough of people coming to us and say, "Why are you underpaying us?"
They so told what us generally, bro, what so generally is the story?
The story is
there was a background.
The story is very simple. Coin shops, or there's not only coin shops. Actually, it's quite a few shops that are using the same method. I think coin shop. There's another shop called SA Coin. We're going to bring a couple of recordings next week just for you guys to laugh at how people are sold, basically sold dreams, and unfortunately, you know, everybody has got a dream of getting rich quick. You must understand that if it's too good to be true, guys,
it is.
Then it is. It's impossible you're going to double up your money in a year or 2 years. It's impossible. It's just impossible.
So basically what this coin shop do, they're selling special coins. We're not talking even about the normal Kruger Rands. These are gold coins that have a picture of Mandela or some kind of series like this or like that. The rhinos, animals, proteas, whatever. All this kind of special stuff. And they're selling it as a special edition coin.
But first of all, it's not a coin. You know, let's separate coins from medallions.
So it's basically a medallion.
Coin is something produced normally by government. And normally it's a cashable, something
it's
cashable.
A bullion. It's have a value.
It's got a value of at least a bullion. When you're talking about medallion, sometimes medallions has collector's value. Not always. First of all, depends how many were minted. Secondly, depended what material was minted from. The third thing depends if people actually want them. So it can be very, very limited production of two. But if no one wants it, it's not worth money. It's as simple as that. It's worth what the material is made from.
But how do you actually prove that nobody wants it? I can tell you, there's one guy, he lives on top of the Himalaya in a cave. He's a multi-billionaire, and he will buy all these coins.
Is that a fact?
Full price.
Is that a fact?
It can be a fact, but you will never know.
Yeah, it can be a fact. That's exactly what it is.
That's what they're selling to people. They say, no, it will... Okay, let's finish the background story because we're going around and around. So they're selling to people these medallions and they're promising them
they're selling them dreams for very expensive prices.
So they're telling them that they're buying it and they're paying now, let's say, X amount of money.
They make a chart.
Yes.
A chart will start, let's say today's...
when you do an investment.
No, today's 2017. Yes. They've got a chart running from 2015, 16, 17, then they have 18, 19 projections. So what they say like this. The coin today we're selling to you, the price tag is 50,000. On 2014, it was only 20,000. So it's in 3 years' time, you double your money up. Yeah? All right. Or you triple your money up. And we're still going to give it to you. Instead of 50,000, we'll give it to you for 40,000. Let alone 40,000 is three times the normal price or twice the normal price of the coin.
But still, on the other rubricas that it says 2020, it's already said 60,000 or whatever. And
we already given it to you 10,000.
Now, the other thing is that they promised to you that they will buy it back from you or guarantee this kind of money. And when you go there, I don't think they ever bought a coin back.
How would they buy a coin back? You can't buy a coin back.
Because they can make the same coin. It will cost them basically this...
100%.
The price of the gold.
100%. So they'll never buy the coin back.
So basically it's exactly the same as jewelry, Roy. Think about it. You take a material, in this case it's gold or platinum or silver or whatever. Yeah. You make something.
Jewelry you enjoy. This one you don't enjoy.
So that's only for profit, only for investment and not for
100%.
Recreation or luxury or stuff like this.
100%. I mean, this is...
Because you don't wear your Kruger. You can.
You can't wear... Yes, you can. Okay. Yeah, right. But it's not jewelry.
No.
When you buy jewelry, you wear it, you buy it, it symbolizes stuff, you know, and it's beautiful. I mean, when you wear beautiful jewelry...
No,
beautiful.
People used to accumulate money by, let's say, gold bars, investing in gold bars. They never used to pay... The amount of gold over there because it's a gold bar and it have some stamp on it or whatever.
For me, if you invest in bullion. So if you pay 5%, 10%, let's say even 10% extra on your bullion price, that's fine. So in a few years' time, you can sell it and I'm sure the 10% will be accumulated and everybody will buy it.
Was the handling fee and this fee and the...
No, but to pay double, triple a bullion price, it is just not right. So when you go, but the thing is, what was upsetting me all the time, that when people were coming to sell us those coins, those so-called investment coins, they come to us and think that we are the thieves. So why don't you pay me that amount of money? I bought it for 60,000. I mean, how can it be today 16?
Yeah.
It can't lose.
So it's 16, it's high. It was much lower.
It was much lower, 100%. 100%.
If you come in, I think in a year ago it was about 13,000-14,000.
Yes.
Where's 3,000 when gone? So then it will be even worse.
If people want to invest money, there's no miracle cures, there's no miracle things. You invest if you want to invest in gold, I believe you must invest a little bit in gold. Normally what happens as soon as a war breaks out in the world, the price goes up and, you know, and there's some tension in the world. Prices go up. That's the way I figure out. So if you put a little bit of money in gold and if you buy it at 10% over the bullion rate, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. So what can happen? If the worst that can happen is if you cash it immediately, you will lose 10%. I mean, this is no big deal. You're not going to lose all your money. 10% is okay.
And another useful fact. I'm working in this industry for close to 20 years. It's have the tendency to go up. It's always go up.
No.
So the chance that even if you want to sell it 2-3 years after it, you will not lose the whole 10%. Maybe you lose 5%.
I remember in 2011, December 2011, the dollar got to, the bullion got to $1,900 an ounce. Right now it's sitting at about $1,250 an ounce. So yes, it went down. It went quite a bit down.
Okay, but in 2000 that we start working, it was about $300.
Yeah, $370. No, definitely. I mean, in long term, gold always works. I really and truly believe that gold will work.
Yeah.
And for years, gold was actually dormant for years and years and years. And then suddenly from about the year 2000, it started climbing. Maybe they understood when we become pawnbrokers, we start paying money,
exactly.
Money for it. Eh? So what I want to involve you in this conversation, guys. So 0621482374. Please don't hesitate to contact us. You can contact me directly even after the show. 0836100209 or our offices at 011-325-7777. Our on air number is 0746547335. SMSs will charge $150-34519, and we're gonna listen to Ariel Zilber, Tim Honi. Hi, we're back. We're surprisingly back.
Yeah, we are back.
Our tantun.
No,
nothing. So time is now 9:35. And we've got an SMS here that says, in the last 30 years, gold has not been at 99.
Maybe $99 an ounce, it makes sense, okay, but what's got to do with what we're talking about?
I don't know 99.
Please elaborate.
Elaborate, my boy. So, okay, and there's no name. All right. So, okay. Thank you for SMSs. 0746547335. SMSs to 34519. 34519. 0621482374. That's our WhatsApp. So please, join our conversation. It's really, really serious for the, I mean, we were really working on it for like 4 months to get it all together, and then Carl Branch came and took it, snapped it from us.
Now,
to be honest with you, I'm quite happy. I'm very happy they did it, because first of all, they're quite legit, and secondly,
they're very legit.
Yeah. Secondly, I don't know if Escoin would have responded or sue us for
and also
information. I don't feel like going to court. I mean,
Were they in your sights when you were doing your investigation?
No. With Carte Blanche.
No,
Escoin. Yeah, definitely. We've got recordings of them. I mean, we actually telephonically recorded.
And how long have you been working on this?
About 4 months.
Wow.
And we collected hours of conversations. And
I tell you what, when Carte Blanche actually called us and wanted to take over the investigation and everything, we were happy, because if to be fair, I think Carte Blanche got a couple of hundreds more listeners or viewers than us,
yeah.
So it will get to much more people. So yeah, it made much more sense.
And you're saying that with a straight face?
I have to. Nobody see me, but you see me.
I see you with a straight face.
I see the way you look at
me. I mean, you're in the pawn shop industry.
Talk rubbish with a straight face is one of my
traits,
qualities,
greatest virtues, and yeah,
quality. Not a virtue, it's a trait.
It's a trait.
T-R-A-I-T.
I don't have Tourette syndrome, I don't know.
I love these Israelis, you know.
I don't know what you're saying. You're already in England, you're talking this English.
No, I'm not in England,
English.
Not the Queen's English.
The English,
it's normal English.
It's normal English.
Of course it is.
It is the Queen's English.
People don't know, but English, it's more complicated.
It's a very difficult language.
Try Hebrew, my friend. Try Hebrew.
Listen, you think that in Hebrew you got 20 different words to each thing with 20 different meanings, and English have a lot of words, eh?
Let me tell you something. If I write a page in Hebrew, you'll have to write about a page and a half to two in English just to translate. English doesn't have so many direct words like Hebrew. Hebrew is a nice language.
It's a nice language.
It's a nice language. It's very, very old as well.
I love the vocabulary. Yeah.
There was a comedian on American TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the video. Yeah, we'll play it one day. What it's like to meet an Israeli, and what Israelis are all about, and how they conduct themselves, and if you approach an Israeli, what he says, how he acts, and it's very funny.
It's always funny. I don't know.
You know that firsthand.
Yeah, I know it firsthand, exactly. So anyway, Liverpool was lost last night.
They won a terrible match.
Was it? I haven't.
They took command of the match, but they never scored.
Yeah. Like exactly like Peter said, they were controlling the match, but they never risked the goalkeeper or stuff like this.
That's right.
So it doesn't make any.
Well, we still almost won.
Almost won.
Yeah, it's like saying she's almost pregnant.
Yeah, no, the pregnancy you can't have almost. Oh, yes or no.
Well, it's the same that we didn't win.
Same. We didn't win.
Never mind. It's a precursor to the Premier League, which starts.
Don't forget, we won Bayern Munich big time. We annihilated them. Proper.
Yesterday, by the way, players like Coutinho and Salah, they were not even dressed to play.
No, they tried a lot of the youngsters. Ryan Kent played.
Kent is amazing.
Amazing. Very, very good.
Amazing player.
Very good. And the other youngster that Woodward. Was awesome on the
Woodward.
First.
Woodward.
No, no.
Woodward.
The big guy, he was.
Solanke.
No.
Solanke was 29, yeah.
A couple of new names, I'm not sure.
Solanke's just been bought from Chelsea.
What a beautiful player.
Whoa.
But a big guy that plays very good against Bayern Munich.
Marco Grunich. Grunich. No. We have to go to commercials. So, let's go to commercials.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:41. This is Roy Peretz, and here with me is... Peter Feldman and Liel Rimon. Liel is our expert in diamonds and Swiss watches, and we were talking about coins and S-coin, and this guy that just SMS has just elaborate what he says. He thought that I said in 2011 gold was $99 per ounce. No, I said 1900. So $1,900 per ounce in 2011, the end of 2011, December, and beginning of 2012. But since then it went down to about $1,250 an ounce, and now I understand. But it definitely wasn't $99. So, as I say, I would like you to like us on Facebook as Pawn Stars on 101.9 High FM, or on Instagram as Roy Peretz or Roy Pawn Store. Please visit our homepage at www.cashin.co.za. If you need some more information about us, about the program, or about High FM, or about gold, diamonds, or about our auctions. Peter, you've been in one of our auctions.
I was at the auction on Tuesday. Actually, it was very interesting because there's a Michael, who's the auctioneer.
Yeah,
he's
Michael
very
Abramovich,
good.
Yeah.
He's very good.
He's been around the block.
He's been about several blocks, I think.
A couple of years.
There were quite a few people there, and the bidding was quite...
Intense,
yes.
Quite a lot of battles.
A lot of action. Yeah. People knew what they wanted. A lot of paintings went, you know, some
in
very
what prices, Peter?
The prices were huge. I mean, people still have money. A guy paid 12,000 rand
for a Porsche.
For something worth 80,000?
Yeah, 42,000, yeah.
And there was a Matisse.
Yeah, but that's a Ripper.
It's not a
Matisse. Yeah, it's
I was looking at it and I said, gee whiz, you've got a Matisse.
No, a real Matisse, no.
I
understand.
We got some crazy stuff there. I don't know a lot about art, so when I saw what prices Michael give and what prices the people actually got them, I actually saw they paying the money and going out with the painting, so it wasn't a hoax or anything.
What is interesting is Michael knows his subject, so he does a bit of background check. And he's knowledgeable. So when he's got something up that is for auction, he gives a whole background about it.
Michael was the guy that did for the last 10 years. When I get a painting, I always tell the guys, come here, leave the painting here. Michael will come, he will appraise it, and tell me, Roy, we can sell it for X amount, so you can pay that amount. For years and years. So he's an authority when it comes to paintings. He's an authority when it comes to carpets, Persian carpets, bronzes, all type of art, I don't know, house of goods and antiques, even furniture. He's really an expert. That's why he sells so well on auction. He knows his stuff. He knows exactly how to explain people, and he gives you some sort of a guarantee that what you're buying is good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the Matisse you saw, it's a, how do you call it? It's a lithograph. It's not a real, it's not the genuine.
The genuine oil painting.
Yeah, no, the genuine painting. Whatever. But it went for small money. I don't think it went for.
I don't think it went. I think we didn't raise enough on it.
All right.
So it's up for next week. So if anybody wants to go there, 341.
341 Jan Smuts Avenue in Hyde Park every Tuesday at 11 o'clock. And you know what? We always got such nice surprises. Like a week ago we sold, like last week we sold the Porchy, this week we sold what was it? We sold a couple of gold items. We sold a watch, like a Rolex watch, very, very cheap went. Oh, a Breitling. A Breitling watch. Last week we, worth 73,000 rands, we sold for like 22.
What?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. It is amazing. I must say, an auction, you can pick up some nice bargains. So if you're into buy something to your friend.
And you have some free cash, spare cash.
Yeah.
But you go, that's a cash deal, isn't it?
Yeah, but where is it not cash? First of all, you can pay it in credit card. You can take 24 payments. It doesn't make a difference.
Okay.
You can pay it cash, credit card, transfer, whatever you need.
That's interesting to know because not everybody knows that, Roy.
And I think is you don't have to, like other auction houses, I don't take deposit. So there's no, like, refundable deposits. You don't have to stand in line.
And if people want to see the items, can they come before? Do you have
definitely,
it on?
Definitely. We've got a viewing time, which is
yes.
if Tuesday is the auction, we'll yes. have Monday, Tuesday before the auction, and on Saturday. So
people can come through, have a look, see what they fancy, and then when it goes on auction, they can bid for it.
Yeah.
And there's catalogs, there's a lot of the stuff you can see through our website.
Yeah, you can go to www.cashin.co.za. You can go to see the auction catalog, and it's a beautiful design. Like you can run through the catalog.
Very user friendly.
Very. Yeah.
It's like
a book. You just go through the pages very nicely. And our telephone numbers, we always available. So you can call anytime to ask about any kind of item and prepare yourself and like they say in carte blanche, do your homework before you come.
Yeah, do your homework. Over and above that,
you don't have to. We'll do it for you.
We've got over 40,000 items in the shop. I mean, God knows that Eitan can collect.
And not two are the same.
Yeah, not two are the same.
Yeah,
so if you're busy moving an apartment or house, and you need a couple of ornaments, you know, just to make the house beautiful, except the painting. See, instead of going to the galleries and paying this out of your
exorbitant
prices, you can get exactly the same thing, if not better, guaranteed.
You know, I'll be a bit cheeky and I'll tell you, even at the auctions, I saw the prices.
Yeah, not like us.
Ron, did any of your luxury cars go?
I think next week I'm going to have something amazing in the store.
What are you going to have?
We're going to have the SL, or is it 280 SL 1968. It's a beautiful car. It's a beautiful car.
Have you driven it?
No, I haven't, but I'm trying to get it into the auction. It's going to be a very good draw card. I'm sure a lot of people will come.
I saw some very big makes, names parked outside your shop.
Yeah, Porsche.
Yes.
We sold it.
You sold it?
We sold it, yeah.
What was the
Porsche was, it's a 2015 Porsche. It was, book was 1,040,000.
Yes.
We sold it for 700.
Wow.
That is a good deal. Proper.
Amazing deal.
It was a beautiful, beautiful, car.
Now you drive quite a few of these cars, tested out, see how it goes, do you?
I drive every day in your car. I'm lucky. You can call me lucky.
What I know about you, you drive a different car and you wear a different watch almost every day. Is that correct?
I sell what I wear. People like what I wear.
And then you sell it to them.
I put in my hand and say, can I have your watch? Okay. So it's simple. I'm looking for a watch. Why won't you buy mine? Simple.
So your own best advertiser.
I don't know. I don't know. People buy from me. They like what I wear. Somebody actually thought I'm going to be good to be the next 007, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't hear
Jewish
that
one.
The
comes 006, you know.
Well, maybe you can negotiate the price, the number.
The number, yeah. Let's go for another song. We've got the song from Mickey Gavrielov and Dani Litani. The song called Abba Sipur, Father Story.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:53. You're listening to Roy and Friends. My name is Roy Peretz, and with me is Peter Feldman and Liel Rimon. And we've got a SMS asking us, are Krugerrands made of 24-carat gold or 22-carat Moses? So Moses, Krugerrands are made out of 22-carat gold, but a full Krugerrand has a full ounce of gold inside. And let me just elaborate a little bit on that. It's a very good question. When you say, it doesn't matter if it's 24 carat or it's 22 carat. Inside a Krugerrand, there's a full ounce of gold, meaning 22 carat, but it's not 31.1, which is an ounce, it's 34 grams. So the other 2.9, what is it? The other 2.9 grams are, that makes the difference between 24 and 22.
To make the percentage 100%.
Yeah, to make the percentage 100%, but it still has inside 31.1
grams of 100% gold, 24 carat.
Yes. Plus a little bit of mix, just to make it a coin which is more tradable. You can use it more. It's not as soft as a 24 carat gold. It's got, in many cases, got a lot of brass inside, in many cases, got a lot of copper. If you see it's a little bit reddish color, it's got a lot of copper.
So you got a lot of countries like Portuguese and these kind of countries making it straight 24 carats.
Yes, you're right. And some of them make 18 carats. Some of them, yeah.
And then it will weigh according to the, to make it 1 ounce. Most of them.
100%. So in any case, so Krugerrands are, for my opinion, one of the best investment. Or if you got some spare money, put some Krugerrands aside. I mean, what can happen? What's the worst that can happen? If you sell them, you can always, maximum you lose, what, a couple of percent. So, use Krugerrands. It's a great investment. It keeps the gold, keeps the gold price. You keep with the dollar price because gold is always trading in dollars. And the rand has been so volatile in the last few days. I think you would have made on the Krugerrand at least, I would say 6-7%.
Wow, that's quite good.
Yeah, in the last few days. Krugerrand at the beginning of last week was trading at 15,900 and something. 15,900
and something. Close to 1,000 rand in a week.
You will make
and that's in percentage, like Roy said.
Like 7% in a week. Today it's, if I'm mistaken, 16,800. I'm going to actually check it now, I'll tell you. But it's about 16,900, the gold price, so per ounce. So I do believe that
time. We're nearing the end.
Yeah, we are, but we still got time. So right. Today's 16,724 rands right now. It went down about 65 rands from yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it is volatile because of our crazy rand and the crazy reality we're in with. I don't know. Every time they talk about Zuma, or Zuma opens Gupta. His mouth, today the rand is 13.26, when last week was like 12.80 something. It is ridiculous, you know, what's happening in this country. It doesn't give you anywhere to really invest money or...
No. Definitely not. And definitely not for serious people that coming from overseas and looking what to do with the billions of dollars. It's not a game that I have 2 million rands, I want to know what to invest.
Yeah.
No. They will never put it in someone.
They will never put it. Especially as a junk state. We are in junk state.
Today we're here, tomorrow we're there. We're not a place to do serious business, unfortunately. I wish it will get ready because it's a beautiful place and I would love people to come and invest.
Beautiful place, beautiful people. Yeah. I'm sorry, we're ending it on a little bit sad note. So, I wish you all a great Shabbos. The time is now already 9:57, so we're going to say goodbye to you. Have a great Shabbos.
Next week's Wednesday, it's Women's Day. We're going to have a special
again, Women's Day.
Special Shabbat woman. Again. One woman.
Ooh. Which woman?
Which one? All of them are witches, yeah.
Surprise.
Which woman?
Surprise.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, you can go.
Thank you.
Harry, go.
Yeah.
I'm very serious. You can go.
Don't take the earphones with her.
Yeah, please. So next week you're going to have, Liel's going to be here. He's going to...
Oh, yes.
Liel's going to be
here. And I'm going to make a special show about women.
All right.
And good things, because if Roy is not here, so we're going to take only talk good things
positive
about women.
We need positive.
Yeah.
Positivity.
Have a nice...
weekend.
Cheers.
Shabbos.